Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and delighted to have Sanjay Bhatia, VP of Solutions Marketing and Strategy at Genband. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison.
Sanjay, why don't we just start the conversation by you telling me a little bit about Genband and its role in the network transformation?
Sure, Allison. So Genband is a provider of real-time communication solutions for large service providers. We also focus on the enterprise market, and we work with system integrators and software developers as well. On the service provider side, we've been providing real-time communication solutions to our large service provider customers globally for years, and we continue to do that with our innovative software solutions that we bring to market right now.
So tell me a little bit about real-time communication solutions and how it fits specifically into the broader topic of network transformation.
Sure. So what we are focused on at Genband is building network transformation solutions as well as unified communication solutions. So we offer things like session border controllers that are part of the service provider core and edge networks. Mm-hmm. Now with network functions virtualization, what we are enabling is the migration of those in-network components into the NFV cloud.
What has that meant from a standpoint of optimizing your solution for the marketplace and also in working with other companies around delivering of solutions?
As part of network functions virtualization and software-defined networking, you know, what we call ecosystems are extremely important on how we jointly bring unique differentiated solutions to market for our large service provider customers. What Genband is doing is working very, very closely with the likes of Intel and HP and others to bring highly differentiated network functions virtualization solutions to market, utilizing what we call our real-time communications applications or virtual network functions.
When you look at the move to virtualization, has this changed the way that you actually develop your code and the types of things that you can control in terms of real-time communications?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the mindset on how software is developed for the cloud and for the NFV cloud using DevOps methods, et cetera, is quite different. So at Genband, we've been offering several of our own real-time communications-based cloud services such as Candy and Unified Communications as a Service, SBC as a Service. And now, of course, we are enabling some of these functionalities to be built into the service provider's NFV cloud.
And when you talk to the service providers that you're doing business with, what do they see as the primary benefits in moving to the new technology?
Well, the service providers for years have taken 12 to 18 months at a minimum to deploy any new service. So what NFV promises to bring for the service providers is the ability to do this in days and weeks rather than months and years, right? Mm-hmm. So that services agility is a key reason why service providers want to implement NFV. Another key reason is basically to bring a new operational efficiency model into the service provider networks to be able to allow for new business models, pay-as-you-go models, outcome-based models in terms of business services, and the ability to bring new services to market very quickly with automation and programmability and orchestration. And so those are some of the key reasons why service providers are actively looking at solutions from Genband and Intel and others.
What do you think has surprised you about the progress that's been made so far with NFV? And what do you think is the biggest challenge facing the industry moving forward to get to the end vision of where we're aiming?
I remember the early days in the conferences where there used to be just few folks out there, and we've seen that ecosystem grow tremendously, almost exponentially. Mm-hmm. And not only vendors, but we're seeing the same amount of interest and engagement from our service provider customers. And so we've seen this whole beauty of NFV and the cloud and all the technologies being pretty readily accepted and absorbed by the overall ecosystem. And it's been amazing to watch. And we just expect it to continue to blossom in that manner. And, you know, things moving from proof of concepts to trials and early deployments, for that matter, this year.
When you look at the collaboration in the Intel Network Builders program, you've talked about the growth in the ecosystem, but what specifically does the Network Builders program bring you in terms of ecosystem collaboration opportunities?
The Intel Network Builders program has been very beneficial to us. You know, not only do we utilize the underlying Intel technologies and development kits such as DPDK, MSDK, but it's been a very, very collaborative effort in terms of building ecosystems and partnerships. Given Intel Network Builders is such a large ecosystem consisting of so many different vendors bringing different ideas and technologies to bear, it just allows for very innovative solutions to be built jointly in terms of NFV and SDN. And so we really think ecosystems such as Intel Network Builders are really beneficial to all the members that are involved in them.
When you look out 12 months, 24 months, when do you think you're going to know that this transformation is firmly footed into deployments within the providers? And we won't be talking so much about the transformation coming, but we'll be talking about the benefits of the transformation that's occurred.
So, Allison, you're already seeing that with the early deployments. AT&T, for instance, this morning talked about 5% of their network being on NFV and SDN by the end of this year, and then 75% by 2020. Mm-hmm. And 2020 is not that far away. So I see in a year or two, we'll be talking about many, many deployments globally in terms of NFV and SDN, and we hope to be part of those solutions.
I can imagine that we'll be hearing a lot more about GenBand in the coming years as well. Sanjay, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. One final question for you. If folks who are listening online want to find out more about GenBand, where would you suggest that they go?
They can go to our website, genband.com, to see all our real-time communication solutions and products that we have to offer.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Allison.